We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. We're going to be talking about the Michigan City Messiah, and it's going to be Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. and Sunday at December 17th at 3 p.m. at the Holtgraft Performing Arts Center in Michigan City. And we have its conductor, who's been there, I think, for the ninth season, maybe longer than that, Phil Bauman. Welcome to the first time to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome. Hi. Hello. Hi, Ray.
Yeah.
And Esther, we're delighted to be a part of your program and tell your listeners about the Michigan City Messiah, which... this is actually coming on to my ninth year participating in this, but it's a longstanding tradition that has been going on for about 59 seasons now. So it's certainly
impressive.
A staple in the communities of Michigan City and LaPorte and Northwest Indiana as a holiday tradition.
And it's kind of a gift to the community thing. So tell us about the participation. Who do you have coming in? First of all, you have professional soloists coming in, but you also have community members. Tell us about that whole process.
Right. Well, it is a community choir, so it is certainly available to anyone who wants to participate with us. We start rehearsals in the latter part of October, performances, of course, in December. And so we have about 6 to 8 rehearsals with the choir. And we have a steady core of people who have been with us for many years. But each year, this year in particular, we're kind of excited because we've added about 10 new members to the group. And that's been throughout... putting out posters and making announcements on social media that we're looking for new singers. We need to keep new lifeblood coming into the choir. Some people have been in this choir for many, many years, but it's getting those younger voices involved. In fact, this year we have some teenagers, actually, 14, 15-year-olds who are great singers. And now I think it's going to shape their life as a singer, because being able to be surrounded by a quality production like this, to be in the midst of talented and community members who can sing well and sing this glorious music can really shape their perspective on what they might want to do with their life.
You also get some soloists in, and I don't know, they vary from year to year, but you get some professional people that come in and do much of that. So tell us about that process and maybe some of the people that you have.
Yes. Well, this year, we're delighted to have, I would say, our Dream Team Quartet, who has been with us for several years. We don't always get to get them all together at one time, but I'll start with a soprano. That is Kim Jones, a fabulous soprano from Chicago, who has made her name nationally and internationally as a great star soprano singer. We have Kristen Gornstein, who is a native of Michigan City, LaPorte area, who's been with us almost every year but one that I've been involved with. She's our mezzo-soprano. She lives in Colorado at the moment. We have as our tenor, Matt Daniel, who hails from South Bend, and he has not missed a season with me. So he's been all 9 years. It's great to have him part of our soloist. He's also one of the chorus members of the Lyric Opera, so he somehow fits this into his schedule this time of year. And our bass baritone soloist is Bill McMurray, who also hails from Chicago. And I was kind of tallying things up. Over the years, we've had four different bass soloists, 2 different mezzo sopranos, 1 tenor, and 3 different sopranos over my tenure. But this is the group that we always hope we can get. And we have them this year. And they're just fantastic singers who the audience just is enthralled with what they can do with this oratorio.
This is your dream team, apparently. So
yes,
excellent.
Don't tell the others that, but it just works out well.
What has the transition to the Holtgraft been like acoustically?
Yeah, there's a lot of differences there. We used to be in the Presbyterian Church, but when COVID hit and we needed to find a more spacious place, we went to the Holtgraft Theater, and that worked out really well for us because it seats many hundreds of people, where the Presbyterian Church kind of got us stuck at maybe a couple hundred.
The acoustic, 800.
Yeah. So that has worked really well. And it's a different space. And I think it's what I've enjoyed is that it's a more community-centered space. It's not a religious institution that we're performing at. And even though we do have many people come to us that aren't necessarily live a faith-based life, but they do appreciate the music of Handel and oratorio. So it's been a good transition for us. There's a little more spacious room for the orchestra. We're kind of in a real pit situation where the singers and the choir are up on the stage, and we're down at the auditorium level. And it gives it very much a concert feeling. It's been a good acoustic for us as well.
You've taken over and you've been there 9 seasons. What have you seen in that 9 seasons that you've transitioned from and to?
Yeah. We went from, I would say, a rather large-scale version of the orchestral accompaniment. And we've kind of brought it back to its roots of being a Baroque-sized orchestra with just the instruments that Handel asked for. It got kind of grand in the previous time before I arrived with the Ebenezer Prout orchestration, which is for trombones and clarinets and French horns. And, you know, it was a big sound, but we've tempered it down. And then also from a singer standpoint, over the years, I think the last couple of years, I have stopped adding more notes, but I have about 16 pages of notes for our new singers who say, you know, this is how we do this. And it's as simple as saying we make this note short, that note long, or we actually change some rhythms here and there. And so they get a nice a guide as to how to integrate into what we are doing here. But it's a good way to get people involved in knowing what we're asking of them.
Well, in our last few moments here, tell us about how people can find out about it and admission and all the details of Messiah.
Sure. A great resource is mcmessiah.com. That's our website. And they can find out about the concert. The concert is free. So there's a goodwill offering that we ask at the end of the performance, if you're so inspired, to please donate. But it's our gift to the community, as you said. And this will take place Saturday evening, December 16th. At 7 p.m. and then Sunday, December 17th at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And this is without intermission, 2 hours, maybe 10 minutes of music. And we do, I would say, about 85% of Messiah. So it's a really full production.
Well, we'd like to thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Phil Bauman, the conductor and music director for the Michigan City Messiah. Thanks so much, Phil, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you. Nice talking with you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.